Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Our next question is from Will. Will lives in Pennsylvania. That's like across the country from where we live. But this is the question that he has for us. So, Micah, can you read Will's question?
Why did Satan come to earth?
That's a great question. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the last book of the Bible, Revelation. We're going to be looking at Revelation chapter 12 and verses 7 through 9.
All right, so Revelation, last book of the Bible, last book of the New Testament, last book of the Bible. It's all right there at the end, so go all the way to the back. Revelation, once you get to Revelation, we're going to chapter 12. Those are those big numbers, chapter 12. And then once you find chapter 12, look down, and then we're going to read verse 7, 8, and 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, 8, and 9. Here's what it says. Aiden's going to read this for us.
And war broke out in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
So Satan is called the dragon in the Bible. And Satan and his angels fought against someone named Michael and his angels. And the Bible tells us that they lost that battle. They lost that fight. And there was no room found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So why did Satan come to this earth? It's because he started a fight in heaven.
So basically, he had a time out. He created trouble in heaven, and he was kicked out, and so he came to this earth. Sounds like he was trying to make trouble on this earth too, huh? But the good thing is that God is more powerful and he's still in control. And one day, very, very soon, he's going to make this earth all new and it'll be perfect. Thanks so much, Will, for your question. I'm glad that you asked it. Well, if you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever been afraid to do something, but you knew that Jesus wanted you to? It might be to stand up in front and share your musical talents with others, maybe in front of church. Or it might be to read a scripture verse for church. Maybe it's a move to another state or another country. Do we need to be afraid if Jesus is doing the asking? No, we need to remember these words. What he says we will do, where he sends, we will go. Where he sends us, we are going to go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Boys and girls, I'm glad that you're back with me. Have you been enjoying this podcast? I hope you have, and I really want to hear from you. Can you write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com? Let me know where you're listening from, what you like best about the podcast, or if you want to send in a Bible question to have aired in the future, we would love to hear from you. So go ahead and write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. I want to hear from you. We are continuing our lesson learning about Jesus and how he appeared to his disciples after he rose from the dead. He wasn't with them all the time. He would kind of come back and forth. He would show up and then he would go away again. And then he would show up and he would go away again. Jesus wanted the disciples to really understand what their job was to be. Their role was different now. Before they were following Jesus and listening to him, now they were going to be the ones to spread his message to others. We are going to pause right here and pray that God will be with us as we study and open our Bible and learn more about him. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for each boy and girl listening, and even the parents too. We are so thankful for this time we have to learn more about you. Help us to understand, help us to grow more, and to have a deeper, stronger relationship with you. Amen. Jesus' disciples needed to understand something really important. Do you know what it was? They needed to understand the real reason why he had come to our world, why he had died. They needed to know. Why did they think that he had come? Do you remember? What was their grand idea and their grand plan for Jesus? It was to overthrow the Romans, right? The Romans are our enemies. Jesus is our savior. He can overthrow the Romans and we can live happily ever after. But they needed to understand that the Romans were not their worst enemy. They needed to learn and they needed to understand who the real enemy was. Do you know who that real enemy was or is today? Satan. And only Jesus can make us free from Satan. It reminds me of this really neat quote that I found that was so neat. I could imagine almost Jesus telling the disciples this and rebuking them because they thought that he was there to overthrow the Romans. This is what General Omar Bradley gave a famous rebuke to Congress, that's in the United States, in 1951. The United States was in the middle of the Korean War, and General Douglas MacArthur wanted the United States to go and extend this war and fight the Chinese and go into China. Well, you know what General Omar Bradley said? He said that would be the wrong war at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong enemy. He was like, no, that's just wrong. That's kind of like what Jesus was
trying to get his disciples to understand. He was not there to fight the Romans. That's the wrong war. It was the wrong place. It was the wrong time. It was the wrong enemy. Who was the enemy that Jesus vanquished and destroyed? Satan. You're right. In heaven, Satan had become jealous of Jesus. He told lies about him. He told lies about God the Father. Satan said that no one needs to obey God's law. And you know what? Many of the angels in heaven believed him. At last, God had to tell Satan and those angels that they could not stay in heaven any longer. We know what happened when Satan came to our world, don't we? He tempted Adam and Eve. And when they chose to obey his lies and believe his lies, guess what? Satan's like, yes, I am king of this world. They are all in my power. I am in charge. He thought that people would die forever. And that is what would have happened. It's true. It would have happened. But guess what? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit love us so much. They loved us too much to let that happen. They made a wonderful plan to save us. And now, everyone who chooses to trust in Jesus can live forever just like God planned. Jesus destroyed the enemy's power, Satan's power, and he gives us life. Let's read John chapter 3, verse 16, 17, and 18. John chapter 3, verse 16, 17, and 18. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. We're going to read chapter 3 and then look down for verse 16, 17, and 18. Let's think about what those verses tell us.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
What are these verses telling us? God loved our world how much? So much that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, how do we have salvation? Do we have to do something? Or do we just have to believe? Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. What is everlasting life? That means life that goes on, everlasting, forever. It does not end. Now, when God sent Jesus into the world, did he send Jesus to say, hey, you guys need to shape up, you're not behaving, you are messed up, and you need to get your act together? No. Verse 17 says, not to condemn the world, but that through him we can be saved. When we believe in Jesus, we are not condemned. We're not sentenced to death forever. Because of Jesus, because of his sacrifice, because we believe in him, we have eternal life. I think of Abraham. Do you remember the story about Abraham and how God appeared to him and said, hey, get out of this land. I'm going to show you a land that I'm going to give to you and your descendants, right? Abraham left and followed God. Did he see that end reward, or did he just trust God? He trusted him. And then you have Isaac. Abraham becomes 100 years old. He hasn't had a kid with Sarah. And he is just like, ugh, this is not happening. But you know what? He believed God. That's what Romans chapter 4, verse 3 says. It says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. In other words, because he believed, It was like he was righteous. When we believe Jesus, when we believe in him, and when we give him our hearts and our lives, it's the same as being counted as righteous. It's like God looks at us and sees Jesus instead of our sins. Oh, aren't you thankful, boys and girls? Aren't you glad that God does that for us? I am. If we believe and trust and obey Jesus, we're safe. But if we believe Satan's lies, guess what? We belong to Satan. God will never force anyone to love and trust him. It's like our song that we've been singing this week, right? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Are you choosing to trust and obey Jesus today? I want to. Let's pray and tell Jesus that we want to trust and obey him. Lord, we thank you for the verse that tells us and shows us how much you loved us, that you were willing to die and to give up your life in heaven for us. So now all we have to do is believe in you. Thank you, Lord. Help us to trust you today. Help us to obey you today. Not to be like Thomas who doubted, but to believe that you are the Son of God and to believe that your sacrifice was enough for us. Thank you. Amen. We have our memory verse song. Have you been learning it? I always get these songs stuck in my head and they go through my head all day, which is a wonderful problem to have. I hope you've been enjoying it. So let's go ahead and sing it together.
1 John 4:15.
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.